First Lady Melania Trump spent some time in Alaska this morning. She was on her way back from accompanying the president during his Asia trip. The First Lady landed at Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson in Anchorage. Alaska Public Media's Zachariah Hughes woke up a little earlier than usual to be on hand for the visit and joins me now.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. So, Zach, why did the First Lady decide to make an official visit out of what is usually a quick refuel at J-Bear?
You're right. Lots of dignitaries and government officials stop in Alaska while making their way to Asia. Ms. Trump's happened to be right around Veterans Day, which a lot of people officially recognize today. And J-Bear has been having a month of celebrating military families, so this stop fit nicely with that as well, particularly as President Trump has made expanding the military and resources for service members part of his agenda.
What did the First Lady do during her visit this morning?
Well, for a little more than a half hour, she basically chatted with kids. A few were showing Ms. Trump a 3D printer, and the First Lady told them that this was her first time to Alaska and how exciting that was. She mentioned finding it very beautiful and that the air smelled really clean after her recent trip to China. All of this was in a rec center on base, and then Ms. Trump sort of made her way into a big second room where there were a few hundred people on hand waiting to snap photos. And there was definitely some excitement when she entered. And then the First Lady sat with some kids from a pre-K class playing with musical instruments and Play-Doh. And some of the kids' parents were in the crowd. They only learned Ms. Trump would be appearing here on Thursday and started making plans immediately and even got in line 3 hours before it started today to make sure they had spots. I talked with a group of moms who had come to watch their kids get to meet Ms. Trump. One of them was Stacey Doherty. Her daughter sat right next to Ms. Trump.
Well, I didn't want to miss this amazing opportunity. I wanted to get some pictures so she can remember this forever.
Did you get them?
Yes, we did.
Do you think she'll remember? I mean, how old are these kids?
4 and 5. She might remember. If not, we have pictures and videos to remind her of how special this opportunity was.
That reflects what other moms said, too. Some were a little bit nervous, but really excited that their kids were getting this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
I imagine that some of these families have members who are deployed. Is that right?
Yes. In fact, Stacey Doherty, who we just heard from, her husband's been deployed to Afghanistan for around 2 months, part of the 1,200 Army soldiers from the 4th Brigade Combat Team, 25th Infantry Division that's stationed at J-Bear. And those soldiers are set to be there on an advise and assist mission through next summer.
Zach, did the First Lady make any statements or take questions from reporters?
No, this was just a photo op. Ms. Trump did spend a couple of minutes by the crowd, and she might have spoken to people there kind of briefly, but reporters were kept quite a bit of way in a pen and guided around by Secret Service and White House staff. We were close enough to shoot photos and TV footage, but this was definitely not an opportunity for questions.
All right. Thanks for being out at J-Bear this morning.
You're welcome.